It's here and now. In 2009, President Obama signed the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act into law. The stimulus provided $500 million to states for research and green jobs training. We want to check in. Washington State received $16 million. So how was that money used? From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KUOW's Ashley Ahern has this follow-up.
For most people, hearing the term green job brings to mind images of people installing solar panels or wind turbines, not maintaining laundry machinery.
How's it going? Still kind of gets a little crowded.
Meet Mike Mitzel. He's an alum of Washington State's Green Jobs Training Initiative. He works as a maintenance mechanic for the University of Washington's Consolidated Laundry Facility. The shop cleans 14 million pounds of laundry a year.
We just have to keep the show going, right? The show must keep going no matter what.
We walk past giant washing machines, 600-pound dryers, long conveyor belts moving sheets and blankets through irons and presses. Mitzel pauses to fish a tangled sheet out of a massive ironing machine.
This thing jammed, so I'm pulling the jam stock out of it so they can resume their operation. Because until we take care of this, the machine won't work.
Mitzel has a lot of experience in maintenance, but was unemployed off and on during the recession. That's when he took classes in building operations and lighting efficiency that were funded by the Green Jobs Initiative. And he says they paid off when he started working here. He plans to research low-flow toilets for this facility and more efficient lighting systems. For now, he keeps the machines humming.
I think any time you can make and maintain anything and keep it operating efficiently, I think it's good for everyone. It's all green as far as I'm concerned.
I would say his is actually a good example of a job that most people might think isn't green, but that in fact, because of his actions and the work that he's doing, does contribute to a green economy.
Alan Hardcastle is a green jobs expert at Washington State University's energy program. In 2011, he helped put together a survey to tally up how many occupations fall into the green jobs bucket in this state. The answer, more than 120,000 jobs. I asked him about it. I mean, I'm looking down the list here and I'm seeing firefighters, plumbers, there's some people in the logging industry that are listed as green jobs. I mean, those are some titles or job descriptions that I think many people would say are not green.
I get that. But what we're seeing is not just that a job may be green, but that many common jobs are becoming more green by virtue of how the work is done, not just products that are produced.
So, Hardcastle says, a logger may be practicing more sustainable forestry. A plumber might be using upgraded equipment or recycled materials. Or a guy like Mike Mitzel is now looking for ways to make his laundry shop more energy and water efficient. All examples of what Hardcastle and others call a green job.
Almost any job, almost any occupation can be greened.
Jessica Finn Coven is with the environmental nonprofit Climate Solutions in Seattle.
What we need to do to reduce our pollution involves, you know, a lot of our traditional work and doing it in a more environmentally sustainable manner.
The $16 million federal dollars that Washington State spent on green jobs training went to fund 7 different training grants. But here's the thing. The federal money came without a requirement to verify if any of the jobs the trainees ended up getting or maintaining were specifically green, even under the broadest definition of the term.
And that type of intensive research was not conducted on the outcomes of this money.
Brian Wilson is the deputy director of the State Workforce Board, which received the largest federal green jobs training grant awarded to Washington State. Under that grant, more than 70% of the trainees got jobs. Here are the names of some of the training sessions the money paid for. Forklift operator, asbestos worker, lighting design, energy auditing, and CPR first aid, to name a few. Wilson says the Green Jobs Initiative made the unemployed more employable, whether that was for a job that directly benefits the environment or not.
The top goal was to get people back to work. In addition, these were monies for green jobs, so there would be the additional benefit of helping our environment. But putting people back to work was the number one goal.
As hard as it is to nail down what makes a job green, it's even harder to quantify what kind of effect the Green Jobs Initiative is having on the overall economy in Washington State. But people like Mike Mitzel might provide a clue. Sitting in the mechanics office at the back of the laundry facility, Mitzel says he likes his job and the stability it provides. but he used to run his own general contracting company, and he wants to be his own boss again. He plans to start his own energy efficiency consulting business to help commercial building owners save money on their utility bills. Mitzel says he got the idea from the green jobs training he did.
It just made me more aware and in tune with how to save energy, and it really doesn't take a whole lot to do it, you know, if you're just aware.
Someday, Mike Mitzel might be a green jobs creator himself. For now, he's just glad to be working. For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.